See, he just sits there.
Oh, hello.
Or he gets on his shoulders and puts his balls in his face. Hey, you're not on the air. Really, Rumble Bean?
My cat is in my sink all the time.
What?
My balls is totally moving, new and improving. Now can we get back up? I've got the heart and desire. My balls are on fire, ready to take us to the top. Welcome to the show.
Smoke machine died, which means it's going to come back when you least expect it. So be ready, everybody.
Yeah. Jamie Lee Simmons, welcome to the show. Be prepared. You're about to get... There it is.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
Took care of that. I just had to.
Dude, I saw this story. It's not new news, but before we started taping today about... I mean, I've seen a lot of stories of people doing dumb things because they were stoned. This is... I can't even believe this is real. These guys were trafficking weed and became convinced that they were being followed by multiple unmarked police cars and couldn't take the pressure of like, just get it over with. They called 911 to go, can you just arrest us all?
Was it laced or was it just weed?
Were they high while they were driving?
Oh, of course they were. Yeah. But they had 20 pounds of weed.
But it was weed, not laced with anything.
No.
Yeah.
Like, man.
It's, I mean, if you want to hear, they...
I've seen that where people, like, call the cops on themselves. And I'm like, all right, come on. I've smoked. I've done drugs. Like, I'm not stupid, though.
I saw some other ones where, like, a guy, somebody broke into his house and stole his weed plants. So, duh, he calls the cops. Well, you've still got weed plants there. You've got a hydroponic setup. This is stupid. But it's like, that's sort of like... Dumb people do dumb things.
That they confiscated weed brownies and then they ate it and then they called the ambulance to say that they're dead.
Sure, right.
Yeah.
I saw another guy who got stoned and him and his like college bro bras put on handcuffs and then couldn't figure out how to get them off.
Yeah.
So they're like, we'll just go to the police station because they can get off handcuffs. But the problem is he still had weed on him when he went to the police station. God. He smelled the weed. He was totally stoned.
Yeah.
And he had a warrant.
Oh, man.
Because he had previously dove headfirst into somebody's windshield.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I have been in a state police station with a ton of weed on me. Like,
what?
And yeah, so I totaled my vehicle in the Boston Tunnel.
Were you high?
No. Good. No, but it was a four-car pileup. I just had anxiety, and I was a late driver, so I didn't start driving until I was 22.
Okay.
And I looked this way to see if I could get over.
Yeah.
And it's such stop-and-go traffic. By the time I looked, like, it was a quick one.
Yeah.
Brakes, and I just slammed right into them. Four-car pileup. My car's totaled. And then my license fell under my seat, and I was like, I swear I have a license. And they're like, you have no license. We can't find you. They looked me up, and they couldn't find me in the system.
Mm.
Of like people, I guess. And then they try to, I couldn't find my insurance. I was on the way to get my car re-registered in Massachusetts. So I didn't know that when I had got a new license, it canceled my insurance. So I had no insurance and no license.
Man,
and they couldn't figure out who I was. So they, they were like, you're coming to the police. The police were like, you're coming with us.
Yeah.
And I just grabbed my purse. My car was fully detailed. And so it was clean. I had a purse with the stuff that I was going to get it registered like that day. And I had a bowl and maybe like a quarter of weed on me. And they take me to the state police station. I'm sitting in the state police station. And all I'm thinking is like, please don't have a dog come walk out. Like, please don't have a dog.
Yeah.
I have weed on me and like, I don't like getting in trouble. Like my dad went to prison and stuff. So I've been around cops my whole life. And, they berated me for like what felt like an hour. And then they wrote me a warning.
Hell
I didn't even get a ticket. And then I left and I was like, how the f- did I just get out of this? Like, that's crazy.
Smell the weed either.
I don't know how, because I feel like I constantly reeked.
Yeah.
And it was just in a Ziploc bag. It's not like in a container where it hides the smell.
Smoking when you got out of there must have been amazing.
It was.
Yeah.
I was like, this is so stressful.
Yeah. Well, you got lucky.
I got so lucky.
That's crazy. You think it's because you're hot?
Yep.
Yeah. I appreciate your honesty.
Must be nice.
And white.
Well, you got to say it sometimes.
Yeah.
Somebody has to.
Yeah, it's like there's no reason I should not have gotten a ticket or in trouble.
Yeah, if you were an ugly black person.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Double whammy, Michael.
So, Jamie, I was listening to your podcast, Two Girls, One Blunt.
Hell
and
yeah.
You started a recent episode saying, I don't know if it was you or your co-host, I think it was you, something I found incredibly profound. And then right after that, one of you said one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my entire life.
Right.
That sounds like my podcast.
Yeah.
The dumb one was, wasn't the Civil War 60 years ago?
Oh, that was me.
All right. Well, then maybe maybe you didn't say the smart
Were you
thing.
Listening to the clip or the episode?
Yeah, no, the clip in the beginning.
Okay. So in the episode, she was talking about how like our parents' generation weren't abused enough.
This is the profound thing.
And I was like, well, I think kids of the, or like generations who have been in the, and then I said the Civil War, first of all, we smoke copious amounts of weed before we
use the podcast. Use that.
And
no, but that's what that's what's fun about the show. It's like hanging out with
We're just being stupid. Like even though it's a comedy podcast, I don't sometimes want to be as polished. Like I want to be stupid and like say stupid shit. So we just lean into that. We have really good banter where we know what the other one's doing.
So go ahead.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, make me look stupid. That's a good clip.
It was a good clip because it was the perfect button to put on this really profound statement, which was we all acknowledge that we lived in a world where people used to like beat the crap out of their kids. And that was wrong. And
That's over.
And now almost most people have gotten the message that that's like no way to raise your kids. Right. But the generation that got the message that they should stop hitting their kids did not get the message that you should also try to raise them in an emotionally and psychologically sane way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is really cool to see the kids nowadays.
I found it really motivational because I think that, like, yes, there are still, it's sad, but it's true. There's still a kid out there getting smacked right now, but most people got the message. We, as a society, have largely put that behind us. We're all the generation where our parents had evolved that much. But they just had that total blind spot for the things that they were doing psychologically, emotionally. And now we're raising kids where we're like, we're not perfect. Nobody is. But we're like, they weren't even thinking about what they were doing emotionally and psychologically. And I don't know a parent nowadays who hasn't at least considered, is this good for my child's emotional well-being?
Am I older than... Why did I get beaten and emotional?
I got beaten too. I was like, I got the belt. I got soap in the mouth.
Soap in the mouth?
Yeah. You think I have red hair and a good childhood? Like,
wait.
I soaped myself in the mouth one time.
Oh, that's hot.
To teach yourself a lesson?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I did.
As a kid?
Did you learn anything?
He's like, I'm a bad boy.
I did.
Wait, what'd you do to make you soap yourself?
My mom caught me giving the TV the finger when I lost playing Donkey Kong.
I don't know if I can continue doing a show with you, dude. Really? We're supposed to be men, man.
Yeah.
Wait, did you show your mom that you soaped your mouth?
No, I didn't tell anybody.
Took it on your own?
Oh, yeah.
Reconnaissance.
So that just shows me the level of psychological abuse that your parents instilled in you, that you were like, I was so bad, I have to do this.
For sure. And I was raised, like, I went to Catholic schools all the way.
That makes sense.
Right. But it's so powerful. I can only imagine how powerful it was for other people, because I never heard Jesus is watching you or the really cliche stuff. Nobody ever said that to me. That stuff was already gone. And yet still there I was putting a bar of soap in my own mouth.
And did you ever flip the TV off again?
Oh, hell yeah.
So you didn't let it. Wait, hey, man, that's the viewer.
But now him as an adult, he's like, babe, can you get the bar of soap? Like,
no way.
You've never done
the only
it again.
Thing that makes me.
It's crazy because I.
That's pretty kinky.
I wish I could tell you.
That's where all kings come from.
Pretty much.
Childhood
trauma.
It is? Yeah.
I don't have any.
You don't have any kinks?
You're a vanilla guy?
What? I think you have all of the kinks.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He just views it as normal. He's like, that's a kink. I just thought.
Yeah, like, I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm why, up
why did,
for
why,
it.
Why did you buy the Batman costume?
Because I was going to interview trans people for trans rights. I haven't thought about having sex as Batman one time until right now.
And I pictured it, and I was like,
Yeah, solid. Adds up.
Solid.
Oh, wow. I did feel kind of horny when I put it on.
Well, I would. I had an ex who was super into Spider-Man, and like we would talk about him putting on a costume, and I was like, I could be into that.
You ever see dating apps where people are dressed as Spider-Man in their dating app?
That me.
Wait, you?
I wear Spider-Man costume.
It's you.
It's me. You're talking about me.
I saw you.
Yeah.
I didn't swipe on it because I was like, no, I'm not into Spider-Girl. Or really? Spider-Man.
Yeah. I like nerdy guys, so that like weeds out the people who think that's weird, and then I get my nerdy man.
You like nerdy dudes?
Like, to an extent. I want like a dude you wouldn't know is nerdy, like,
I could
first
be wrong,
looking at him.
But I think nerdy guys are less manly.
I feel like they eat.
Wait.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want
a
manly nerd.
Whoa. Wait, hang on a minute. Nerdy guys eat.
Because they're thankful.
Wait, manly men don't?
No, they're like, eating is gay. Like,
well, it's not.
That's the new thing now, is that people are saying eating is gay.
What?
Yeah, this is crazy. I think there's certain like cultures and where like some men don't do it.
Oh,
like,
cultures.
They view it as less manly.
Sure.
Yeah, they're,
yeah.
They're suffering. Like
they
that
are.
Big fat guy that makes music.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah, he's a terrible person.
Right?
Yeah.
When he was like, I don't eat my wife's I was like, I don't like you or support you as an artist anymore.
Which is crazy because she has had sex with him, and that seems...
Yeah, I'd rather, you should be eating the...
He should
like,
eat cats.
You.
Like that just sounds like having sex with him. I'd rather do a lot of stuff than have sex with him. He's a hideous person. I don't like
I feel like I'd have to
does.
Be on top, and I hate that. That's too much work.
Yeah, because he can't get up and pump.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to gas out quick.
So quick.
And that...
Maybe then it ends quick.
And how do you move the... His belly's a big one. And it seems like it hangs.
I haven't had sex with someone with a belly yet. I
Ever.
Always wondered. Like, what if you're doing doggy style and the belly's just on your back?
It has to be.
Like, they use it as, like,
if
a
it,
resting...
If it isn't, it's in the way. So that's for sure what it's going to do. For sure.
I was like, that would cause lower back problems for me. I'm like, I can't handle
There's
that
extra weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm doing like good mornings or something.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, I've had sex with fit girls that get gassed out being on top.
I get gassed out.
I think there's a technique that I've noticed that there's girls where they use they're on their knees and they just use their butt muscles to go up and down. And then there's girls that think that they're going to get on their feet and do it. And those are the ones that gas out.
See, I do better on my feet than
that's
I
why
do
you
on
gas
my
out,
knees.
Though, but that's why you gas out.
No, but if I do the knees, I got bad knees. I'm like, this hurts. So I'm like actually like getting off, not because I'm gassed out, but it's like my knees are in pain and then like my leg locks up.
Why do you have bad knees? What career did you have before?
I played soccer and I tore my LCL and I did gymnastics. So I'm like all fucked
up. So you have bad
up.
Ligaments and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's bad.
But for some weird reason, I can just still persevere on top.
See, I don't care enough. Like
you don't care.
If I meet a guy, like there's some guys where I care enough, and I'm like, I will power through this. There's something to prove there, or I like you a lot. Okay. But like most guys, I'm like, no, I'm gonna lay back. You're gonna take care of me.
Is it? Wow.
Yeah.
But if you really like them, because this is a tell to me. I'm judging your thing on all women that I've ever slept with now. So you're saying that if a girl's on top and she is working it out. And stays there, she really likes.
I'm like, I'm doing this for you because I actually don't get off from being on top. I like it.
But some do, though.
I don't like it. Some do, and they love it, and then they love to be on top.
Yeah.
And then guys are like, well, this one loves it. And I'm like, it doesn't even feel the same for me.
Right.
So if I'm doing it, it's because I'm like, I know you'll like this. This is a special occasion. And then when I'm doing it, that's like 2 minutes tops.
Because you start to get this burns,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But if I have like a headboard, or something to hold on to, I can do a little longer.
Yeah, I'll do like a frog stance.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I get a little bit toe-y.
So you're on top too?
I go...
He's in squat position.
I do all kinds of stuff.
Cowboy.
You don't know me. Yeah, I do... Sometimes I do stuff too.
Yeah?
Yeah. So when I'm on top, because I got this wrist I broke like a lot and it won't go back. So I'm a knuckle guy. But then if it's a bed, the knuckles sink. So I like prong my fingers into the mattress and I'm on my, I don't know why my toes
That's so funny. I think I do my knuckles too.
I can't do flat palm.
Yeah, that would hurt.
It starts to, one hand goes numb.
Hey everybody, Jason Ellis here. I live alone. Well, I have five dogs, but they don't cook. And Factor Meals is saving my life. I was live on Instagram. It wasn't even a sponsor me ad. I live off Factor Meals. Let's say you're not divorced and living alone. Let's say you're married happily. What about if you made your own food from time to time and didn't use any dishes? Would she or he not be satisfied with that from time to time? So this goes for everybody. Factor Meals, healthy, nutritious, fast, no cleaning, super convenient, and very tasty.
Stick them in the microwave.
Yeah, microwave, Michael.
2 minutes, comes out, open it up, get the steam out of the way, get to work, and get back to your life. You are busy, but you want to eat well, you want to eat healthy, you want to eat delicious. Factor, it's everywhere you want to be. Easy as pie. Head to factormeals.com/LS50 and use code LS50 for 50% off.
That's pretty much half, Michael.
That is exactly half.
Head to factormeals.com and use the promo code LS50 for 50% off. Thank you, Factor, for sponsoring the show.
What do you do?
I know. I was trying to tap into this conversation. I don't know that I have an on top.
Right.
I mean, I usually just use my hands, I guess. I have some pretty functional wrists.
Good
I don't,
for you.
I don't want to like. I don't want to brag, but
you really are, though. I'm very envious.
I think I just do whatever my hands, whatever I
Must
need my
nice.
Hands to do in the moment. So much so, I've never thought about it until this moment.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know. I can totally understand if you're in a casual situation, a one-night situation, choosing to be lazy with somebody because you're not all that into it. The whole, like, I'll only work hard for somebody I'm really into. Have you ever been in relationships that still didn't meet the standard of I'm going to work sexually?
No.
Okay, so if you're actually in a relationship with somebody, you will put in sexual effort.
Yeah, if I'm dating you, I'm great in bed. But I also don't want to, like, lead with that. Because I already have red hair.
You step it up as it goes?
I step it up. Every time I hook up with someone, it gets a little bit better because I'm like, I don't want to just like whip it all out.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So it always gets better?
It always gets better.
And then you have like a new trick the next time?
Yeah, I had an ex that was like, every time I fuck you, it always gets better. And I'm like, and that's why you're dating me now.
And you,
I trapped you.
Wait, you trapped him.
But if you go all out in the beginning, then they're like, where'd she learn this? She's a. But if you slowly interrupt it.
I don't ever think that.
No, some guys do, though. They're like,
That's Boston crap.
You don't want to go out with that guy.
That's true. I also just like, if it's the first time, I'm always like awkward and nervous. I get like very scared. So I'm like,
Do you work out a lot?
No.
Oh.
Here and there.
Have you ever done like a lot of vigorous exercise and then boned?
Yeah.
And you're like, you've got barely anything left in the tank.
Yeah.
But it's time to bring the A game and you just run. Like, I've done stuff on fumes that you wouldn't know.
I feel like if I'm working out, I'm actually more turned on because my body, I feel good. Like, you know, it's usually like at the end of the night, I'm like, oh, you want me to perform right now? I'm like, I'm going to turn to the side and you just. I'm like, come on, let's go to bed. I'll see you in the morning.
I guess that's like maybe that's a younger person's game because you think that there's always tomorrow. You know, like I'm like,
so you have like the
I'm like, this could be the last, like
the quarter mile at a time approach to
every
sex.
Time I have sex, this could be the last time, you know, and I want to go out like with a good rep.
Yeah,
you know? I'm all heart.
Yeah,
like when I do shows, if I do comedy, if I had to get up early and train, if I spar people and I get punched in the head a lot, and then I lift weights, and then I'm like, I do stand up, or one time I was dating a person that came over real late. With a friend, and I was like, with her girlfriend, I was like, oh, we're not boning. And then they watched a movie with me. And then at the end of the movie, the girl that I was seeing, she goes, hey. And I'm like, what? And she's like, come in here. And I'm like, oh, because her friend was asleep on the couch. And it was like two. And I was like, we're definitely not doing it. And then I was like, oh, wow. At two, we're going to do it. And I remember thinking, I'm really tired. Like I was starting to doze off on the couch myself. And I was like, oh, okay. And she was younger. She was really pretty. I really liked her. And she was, and because I'm older and she's younger, it was,
she has way more energy.
It was in my head too, though, that she was 28 and I'm 52. And I was like, okay. And then I go in there and I'm like, man, this, as I was walking towards the bedroom, I was like, it's very rare that I could answer this question this way, but if you gave me a choice, would I go to sleep or would I have sex? I would have gone to sleep. And I was like, that's crazy. But I have this dig deep mentality. Like I have like a, I feel like my penis is like David Goggins. Like I won't quit and I won't bitch and I won't ever give up. You know what I mean? I'll take it. No matter what it is, I'll step up to the plate.
That's how I feel about taking it. I'm like, don't be a... Like, I could be in
pain.
So
your vagina is like David Goggins.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. She's an Olympic athlete.
Right. That's how
But my legs and this, the meat suit, not an Olympic athlete.
Right. But your brain controls that.
Yeah, but I'm such a sapiosexual that if you're not like
turning... I hear that a lot. What is that again?
It means you're like turned on by like intellect. Like, I need my mind stimulated. So it's like... for me, I need a lot to like need to be talked dirty to or things like that. And if a guy's just kind of like, oh, let's f-, and then they're not like really trying to please you and make it about me. If you make it about me, I'm going to make it about you.
Okay.
So like it really depends. Yeah. But I don't give it first.
They need to bring the passion and then you match.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's this person always brought that. So when it was time to go, I remember there were a few times where I felt my body giving up and I was like, don't you dare, David Goggins.
She's going to think you're old.
She ended up thinking I was old anyway.
Really?
That's what she said when we broke up. She's like, let's be serious. I'm 28. You're 52. And it echoes in my brain still to this day.
What did she mean by that?
What do you think she meant by that?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? It's pretty obvious, I thought.
I feel like you live like a youthful lifestyle. I don't know.
Yeah, but the number is a thing that was in her head.
Damn.
It's just weird that she wanted to do it in the first place because she hit me up.
Interesting. Yeah. So maybe she just wanted to hook up. You got played.
She like, I think so. She bought me some stuff. She like got me like a diary. I was like, you should write in that.
I learned that when people do things for you, sometimes it doesn't mean they like you.
Yeah.
Well, but isn't it possible? Haven't we all been in relationships that we like knew weren't going to go all the way, but we still wanted to be in them for what they were? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I feel bad about it.
I miss him.
Are you thinking of someone in particular?
There was just someone I was like, this, I don't know if it would work out long term because I'm a hustler. Like, I want to build an empire. Mm. I want to do social media and comedy and movies and all of that kind of stuff. And if you have somebody who's working a 9-to-5, and then when you come home from, when I worked a 9-to-5, I came home and I created to be able to quit the 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And then when, so if I'm still working and creating and then you're home and you're like, oh, I'm just done for the day and there's no other goals.
Yeah.
And you just want to play video games the whole time.
That's not
a I was like, I started getting less attracted.
You'd have to be
best
really
sex
hot.
I've ever had though. But so I definitely think about it and I'm like, oh.
You'd have to be really hot for me to stay with you if you played video games every night.
Yeah.
Like to me, if you're really hot and you play video games in like a cute little like.
Hot way.
Yeah, in a hot way, then maybe. But I'm still...
I don't know.
I'm still like, you're a loser.
Video games are so unattractive.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't mind if you play, and I'll play with you. Like, I'll hop on Mortal Kombat, and I'll kick your ass, by the
for
way.
For a little bit.
But for a
not
little
all
bit.
Night.
But if you're like, if I'm like, all right, let's go watch a movie, or like, let's go in bed, and I'm like trying to hint to be at such, they're like, I got two more rounds, babe. I'm like, God.
No, jerk yourself off.
Yeah, jerk yourself off in the bathroom. I'm out.
Yeah, no, if you say, not right now, I'm playing a video game, I lost my boner.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is... Wait, you're saying that the video game is rivaling my David Goggins?
Goggins pussy?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm military dick over here. Like, I will not stop. You cannot beat me. But I'm almost on the third level.
Yeah.
Go jerk off.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I think I was briefly in danger of becoming that guy. When my son was born, my wife actually bought me a video game system because she's just like, you know, and I really hadn't played since I was a kid, ever since the Donkey Kong incident.
Right, fair enough.
Obviously, that's scary.
You don't want to eat soap for a living.
But she was like, look, we're just going to be stuck in the house with this kid. You only have so much time to have fun. You're not going to be going out like, take this, go with it. Mm. And I got really into like Mario Kart, which I hadn't played in years. And I was making a lot of popcorn at the time. And I remember, like, every night I would do work and I would do kid and I was trying to be hands-on and she was breastfeeding. So I was trying to do extra parenting. And I would just be like, I have 30 minutes to myself at the end of the day. And I'd like get my popcorn and get my scotch and put on my game. And I thought it was okay. She bought me the damn thing.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, she's like, just so you know, this view of you right now on the couch is like becoming
unattractive.
My image of you.
Yeah. Not hot.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I appreciate the heads up. One more time.
I've seen so many marriages almost get broken up because of, or had got broken up because of video games. Multiple people in my family, the relationships were like video games were a huge issue.
I think you know, maybe subconsciously, but you know you don't really want to be in the relationship when you're doing that.
That's what I'm saying. If a man is doing that, I'm like, oh, he doesn't like me. And then the guy's like, I just like this video game. It has nothing to do with you.
No, it does. It does. And you don't want to be honest. Because that's the other thing. We're all lying to ourselves constantly. And you don't want to say that the truth is you're enjoying the video game more than having sex.
Yeah. Or
and
more
you don't
want to
say it out loud because you know what that sounds like when you hear it.
And then like, oh, if I say it, she'll go away. And
you're
I don't
weak.
Want her to go away.
You're a weak person.
Yes.
You're beatable. You're breakable. And you're never
going
to be the champ. If you think that this video game is better than that, you are breakable. You're what they call a loser.
Can I have you call my ex-boyfriend, please? Say that. Just repeat the same thing.
But do you want him back?
No.
Well, then don't bother. You got lucky. That's how I see it.
Yeah, no, I did.
Screw that,
now
loser.
I'm just like single and thriving by masturbating. It's great.
Yeah, look, do you want to go there? Because I will beat the shit out of you when it comes to that. Guess what, everybody? This episode of the Jason Ellis Podcast is sponsored by Liquid Death. If you don't know what Liquid Death is, you need to pull your head out of your anus.
That's right. There's two kinds of people. People who drink Liquid Death and people who are stupid.
Right. So listen here, everybody. If you are a little worried about being dumb, first of all, well done. You're watching this. So that was a good move. Next move you need to do is get some Liquid Death. Liquid Death is water. It comes in a can. It's water. It says death on it, but nobody wants you to die. As a matter of fact, if you drink it, you live longer. And this particular water has good water in it, unlike, I'm not going to name anybody, Liquid Death is the real deal. Google it. There's a water scientist that Googled it. He tested it, and Liquid Death is on the tippity-tip-top. And Bert Kreischer drinks it, and he's still alive, so that should tell you something.
If you're single and you're going around drinking anything that is not Liquid Death, nobody is ever going to sleep with you.
Right.
You can get free shipping of Liquid Death's mountain water, flavored sparkling, and iced tea 8-packets with Amazon Prime, or grab a can or a case at your local 7-Eleven, Target, Walmart, Whole Foods, or on Instacart. Don't even have to leave your house. Go to liquiddeath.com/Ellis to check out all their healthy, infinite recyclable beverages and find your closest retailer.
Recyclable is a hard word.
Recyclable.
You're from Boston originally.
Yes.
But you live in Miami.
I do.
And Miami is like hot and gay.
It's very hot and gay.
And
perfect
Cuban.
Place to be. And Cuban.
Yeah.
So hot and gay.
I've often fantasized about moving there when I retire and going to salsa parties and salsa dancing with pretty girls because I'm such a great salsa dancer.
You are?
No, but by then I will be. And then all the hot ladies will dance with me, but nobody will go home with me because I'm old.
No, that's when they do go home with you. You're in Miami. They're like, you're old? Do you have money too?
Oh,
they'll go right for it.
Oh, well then, hell yeah.
Yeah, you'll be just fine there.
Keep going. That's great news. I was getting ready to sort of, you know, do my dance moves and then, you know,
just be a sad guy f***ing off in the corner.
Yeah.
There's so many of those. I feel like they still get some. I feel like men are outnumbered by women there, and then the women just don't want to work. So it's just, I think it's very easy to get.
Yeah, you can get. You want to get? Let's get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it up.
Were you gonna say? So
I was gonna say, and I was like, oh no, am I not allowed to swear?
I don't care anymore. I've decided that they can all eat one. Eat a fat one, eat five.
Eat puss.
Yeah, that or a dick or whatever it is. Have you ever seen a girl with two vaginas?
No, have you?
Yeah.
What's it like?
It's pretty cool. It's like a cat with four eyes.
So are the vaginas next to each other or are they one on top of the other?
I've seen more than one with two, and it's like sometimes it's like.
Where are you finding these women?
On the internet.
You Google this? This is your Pornhub search?
I didn't go in, out, in, out or anything like that. I wasn't there for it.
Oh, that's lame.
It's just science and, like, you know, doing research because of this show and somebody saying vaginas, there's some people have two. And then one time I met a guy that had four balls and I touched them.
I met a guy with three.
Yeah. They were, one was a weak ball though, right?
I think so.
What do you mean?
And I've seen guys with one ball too.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel sorry for those guys.
Yeah.
I would get, if I had one ball, I would get a replacement fake ball put in.
You would care that much? Or you'd just be like, look at this one ball and it's an excuse to show.
I feel like in some ways it would be easier to only have one.
An empty sack is not, I like my sack to be full.
Like, I like when they're full too. Right. I don't like when they hang low and they're loose.
That's the main... Okay, two reasons. Personally, like, because I got my tattoos for me. But when I take my pants off and I see my package, I go, yeah, me. If I had one flat tire, I'd be like, no. And there's no way to start the day.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like it builds... It, like, adds character.
I need...
You're like, I don't know if I need more character.
I'm insecure.
And really?
And a flat tire would be like, I would get up and go, you got to get that fixed. That's just me.
I'm sure you could get a good looking fake ball nowadays.
You can,
like, 3D print that.
Dogs have had them for years.
Really?
They call them nudicles. I'm not joking.
I would take one of my cat's balls because he's got a solid pair.
Yo, he has a pair. Right? I noticed those right when I walked in.
Yeah. It's hard to not see those because they're really bulging. Power to weight ratio, he's got fat balls.
He's got a set of goobers on him.
He really does.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a cat with balls that big.
He's got a lot of gusto, too. Just today, he jumped into the trash can, and the trash can's like a small, thin one. And I think he was trying to jump on the top of it, but the lid was open, and I'd just taken the trash out, so there was no bag in there either. And he jumped in, and because it's too thin for him to land on all fours, he landed in a handstand and stayed in a handstand in the bottom of the trash can.
My goodness.
And I had to grab him and pull him out for at least 5 seconds. So I was like, that's impressive, dude. Like,
that's,
you jumped
so,
and then landed in a full, like, hand lock handstand and waited for me to pull him out. And his feet weren't touching the sides. He was, like, locked in. I had no idea what a gymnast he was.
That's crazy.
He's pretty athletic for, like, a bambino, which is like a little person or a little cat, is the correct thing you would say, because you don't want to use the M word, because some little people
a little
don't
cat
like.
Yeah,
yeah, he's got a lot of shoulder power.
He has muscles on him.
Yeah, he's pretty jacked.
He's a little thick boy.
We both go to the gym a lot.
You guys go together?
Yeah, we're both pretty jacked. We both do a lot of stuff.
He spots you.
We do everything together. Except, I mean, he does. If I have ever had sexual relations, he definitely wants to be involved.
Is he there? Has he ever licked your balls by accident? I've had a dog do that to somebody I was hooking up with.
I don't see. I've never believed everybody that said that.
No, it happens. Like, full on, the dog came up, put his mouth right in that dude's butthole, and he was like, "Whoa!" And I was like, "It wasn't me, I swear."
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, if you were on the other end, that'd be pretty difficult.
Yeah,
but. It seems every time a guy's told me that, I haven't believed them.
No, you're like, you put peanut butter on your dick and have your dog.
I didn't even believe. Well, that is a different thing altogether, and I'm really not happy about that at all. That's like the R word. And
so, sorry to put that picture in your mind.
I don't want dogs to do stuff they don't want to do, and using peanut butter is still, it's like forcible prostitution.
Yeah. Cats, I'm more inclined to believe people's stories about that, because cats do have a knack for getting up in your business when you don't want them to.
Dogs do too.
Yeah.
They go right for my area.
Oh, really?
They stick their nose in there, and I'm like, hi, nice to see you.
Yeah. Because cats, for example, will do the thing where they're, you know, when I had a cat years ago, they try to get under your blankets and wake you up, and you end up having to make like a blanket for it to keep them out. That, to me, that's not dog behavior. That's cat stuff.
Very much.
They're kind of provocateurs by nature.
Yeah.
It's more when you're boning, I understand why a dog and a cat would watch. Because
this is their world. There's not much going on.
Yeah, they're like, is mom okay? Like, is she getting abused right now? Like,
yeah, that's what I... And even if they think, because I'm pretty sure that my animals don't think that I'm getting abused when it's happening, but they're like, wow, dad's getting into something. Like, what is it? And then, like, every now and then I have, like, looked up and
it's just at the end of the bed, like, staring at you.
Yeah, one of them's like, whoa. And I don't think they're worried.
No, I think
they're more, yeah, they're more like, it's new, you know? It's odd.
It's awe.
Oh, yeah. No, that's probably what it was.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. I better recognize.
Maybe that's what it is. I hate myself. I hate my single life. I come home and I go, oh, my God. I had the worst night ever the other night. I went to the trans pre-party awards because I was going there to introduce myself to everybody because I was going to be Batman on the red carpet and interview everybody, and I wanted everybody to know that I'm me and I'm here to help the trans community. So when you see a guy as Batman, not to get too weird about it, I'm just doing it like as a little bit of a comedy thing, but also for you guys, because you guys commit suicide and people murder you on the streets and Batman's come to help
save you. The day.
Yeah, but instead I just got dragged into, like, people don't like each other and somebody was gonna fight somebody and they didn't like her and she didn't like her and this one did this, and then they started name dropping famous people that they slept with, and some, I'm not saying any names or I'm not going to give any hints, but some of the people were not good people. And I was like, wait, I'm here with you people.
What does it say about me?
It was, yeah, I ended up sitting down, and because I'm a sober guy now, and the last time I was at these events, I was nowhere near a sober guy, and I used to have so much fun. I thought everybody loved me, and I loved everybody.
Yep.
And then when I was there sober, I was like, nobody here likes me at all.
Even that they like you, that no one likes anyone.
That was,
you know what I
thing.
Mean? Like, everyone just hates each other and they show up, and then, like, I'm like, there's no real community. There's no friendships being built.
They see each other from the corner of the room and go, yeah. Oh, and then they walk off and go, that bitch is this bitch, bitch, yeah. Bitch, bitch. And I'm like, you just, if you do that to them and then say that about them, what do you say about me? For sure you've talked shit on me.
Yeah. And that's, I was like, that's the whole thing. Like, right, if you go out to lunch with somebody and they're an asshole to the waiter, but nice to you. The person they are to the waiter is who they actually
is who they
yeah.
are.
Yeah. And then I had to, because I was being a nice person, I was like escorting somebody there, and then I had to take them back to their house afterwards. And I told them I don't drink, I don't smoke weed anymore. And they drank the whole time, which is fine. You're at the awards thing. And then they go, can you get me some weed on the way back? And I was like, can I get you weed? I love weed. And I don't smoke weed anymore. Can you go in and get it? And I was like, yeah, because I'm a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pay for it? And I'm like,
oh, soul crushing.
Yep. So I go and I get it, and then I give it to her,
mm-hmm.
and then she starts smoking it.
Oh,
and
man. I'm like,
next to you?
Yeah.
In the car?
Well, I mean, that was that's not a bad thing. Everybody, I don't mind the smell of it. I've got priorities in order, and I don't care if you blow it in my face. I'm not smoking it. I'm here to do something, and that slows me down.
Mm-hmm.
So it smells good. I feel a little bit sorry for myself, but I also know that what my goals are don't involve that. So if anything, when you throw that around in my face, I just think that's one more person I don't have to, like,
be around.
No, to step over on my way to the top.
Oh.
Because you're slower and I'm faster.
That's where I'm at right now, because I have the podcast, Two Girls, One Blunt. It's like a weed. It's the name is weed.
It's a tough title for somebody who wants to.
I've been talking for the last 3 months on the podcast about how I want to go sober. And
completely.
I'm like more so not so where I'd be like, I wouldn't do it ever. But for the majority of the time, like 99% of the time. Yeah, because I'm slowed down. I'm like, my brain isn't as sharp. I don't remember like memories and things like that. Because of trauma, but weed doesn't help it. It makes it worse.
At least, according to the show, you smoke like a lot.
Yeah.
I thought about
Have
you ever thought about just not smoking a lot?
Well, so I've been here and I bought a pack of Jeeters. So they're like this big.
Pre-rolls, are we talking?
Pre-rolls, okay. But they're like, they have keef around them.
Yeah.
And I took two hits and I was more high than I would get in Miami. And that lasted me for hours. And I haven't even finished smoking.
Weed is stronger here?
Yeah, and okay. I have like three of those left, and I've been here since Thursday, so I haven't really smoked.
Dumb question. Is it legal there yet?
I have my med card, so it is for like med reasons.
So no.
No.
It means you can't go to the store and get it like you can here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you don't have that novelty of like, I get to go to the weed store.
I get to go to the weed store with the med card.
That's what I'm saying.
She had to go to the doctor first to get the card to go.
Yeah.
No, I understand that, but like...
Which is the easiest thing,
but it is ridiculous.
It's stupid. When
I got it in LA before it was completely illegal, the lady tapped on my knee and was like, you're good, you can get it.
Yeah.
But I was like, wait, what does my knee reflexes have to do with weed? Like, yeah. That was her test that she gave me, like, you got reflexes.
She was like, are you stressed? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, here you go.
Yeah.
I remember here when the billboards were like, which is the hottest Russian fake doctor lady that you can get your
car? Yeah, she wasn't hot, but I was still attracted to her because I thought she would have, like, brutal Russian sex with me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I didn't do it, but if she had have said, I'll give you the card, but you have to do me, I would have. Because she had, like, a really thick accent and she mm-hmm. seemed mean. And I was like, maybe you'll punish me.
Do you want to be punished? You into that?
No. I've just always wanted to be defeated while I have sex.
Interesting.
Even though I have a strange feeling that I won't be happy about it.
You should just like fuck a WWE girl.
I have.
Okay.
I beat her.
All right.
For a second, I thought I was going to get defeated, but mm-hmm. it turns out if you get her in the push, you win.
Have you considered a WWE man?
Oh.
Yep.
Ted DiBiase?
Yeah. No, not my style. I'm more of a Triple H guy. I'm not really into wrestling guys, actually.
I'm just saying if you're looking to get defeated.
I guess I would bone The Rock.
Ooh.
But I don't
he
really...
would defeat you.
No, he wouldn't.
No?
I would smash him.
You think so?
Fake. No offense, but you're fake.
But he's just like a real big, hits. Big like, buff dude.
You take real hits, but you don't know how to really fight. I do. There's a difference.
Are you actually trying to fight while you're fucking
yeah,
me?
I know.
No, I'm getting
like,
a little,
I'm getting a little confused, too.
Yeah, well, so am I. If you try to defeat me, it's got to be like sexually.
Right.
Like, if you start trying to physically defeat me, then I'm going to not let that happen.
Right. But assuming you guys strictly remain in the realm of sex moves.
Well, then, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You should get one of those girls who can, like, squish a watermelon between their legs.
Yeah, I've been into
that. And then be like, put my head there.
Yes, I would do that. Wait.
And she's like, eat this pussy or you're
going to
explode.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that'd be cool.
And see who cracks first.
Yeah.
Because she can only keep that up for so long if she's enjoying herself.
I feel like I've always been into like an MMA, like a female MMA fighter.
Uh-huh.
I'd be into that. Like if you could put me in a triangle and be like, eat my puss or I'll choke you out, that'd be cool. And if she made me like kind of go in and out of consciousness, like so I wake
as it was happening.
I'm like eating her puss and I go out and then I wake up and I'm like, oh, sorry. You know, like and then like she takes me on a magical journey of consciousness and eating. That might be pretty cool. But they're not into it. Maybe an old retired one, you know, because I'm older.
Oh.
They're all pretty young, you know, youthful.
I think you need a young, youthful, like strong person, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know anybody like that. I've been going to the gym a lot lately and I see a lot of gym girls. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Gym girls dress sexy and they look real hot. But to me, I've got this thing that gym girls don't want you to hit on them at the gym. Like, that's really rude. And also, if you're really hot, I don't like to look at you. One, I don't want to give you the satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And two, if it's at the gym, I don't want to be the creepy guy that's looking at you because you're doing some workout where I can see your vagina muscles. Like, it's
rude.
Yeah. Right. So the third thing is, I can't go over there. And like, even if you were like giving me the eye, I'd be like, well,
wait for the eye. And then you'd be like, hey, are you still using this? That's like how guys would typically get in. They're just like, oh, can I use this now? And I'm like, what? Yeah, that's fine. And then I like go home and I masturbate to the thought of it.
Oh, that was. I really liked that. But that's not how I haven't got the eye. One time I did, but I didn't feel like it was really the eye.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I really like it seems like the last thing left in me is to go hey at the gym. Like it, to me it's
you don't
like,
say hi, like be like just like a stern dude who's actually trying to use the machine, but you can kind of get the energy. And if you do that over the course, this is the long game. The gym is not like a like going to the bar.
Okay,
you
so if I
strategize.
See somebody that I see there all the time,
yeah,
what do I do?
So like maybe once a week you're just like in the area. I don't know. They're like, this guy's following me.
See what I mean? You're going to get creepy. And I'm super noticeable. Like I look like a creepy guy.
Right. But it's the same way as like playing long game. If you're trying to hook up with like a coworker in an office situation, it's like the advantage is or a restaurant or bar, whatever, is like you don't need to force it because you're naturally going to bump into. You're going to bump into that person.
I feel like when two people have sexual energy, even if it's from across the room, you can feel it.
Well, then that's more what it is. Nobody has sexual energy with me at the gym because I haven't felt it. And it's fucking father time. I know it is.
Maybe you got to switch gyms.
Yeah, maybe you got to go further down the... Maybe you need to go to Curves.
I've seen some older ladies, some jacked older ladies there.
Do a Pilates class.
I don't want to do that.
Wait. Are you dedicated or not,
I think
David Goggins?
I think
David Goggins' dick would not say no.
Spin ladies.
He would go to a Pilates
What's a spin class.
The spin chicks where they do the biking stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they got strong legs.
I think that makes chicks randy. Yeah, and then you can squeeze your head like a melon, too.
And girls have orgasms at spin class.
Oh, for real?
Yep.
Cool.
Wait, because of the seat?
Yeah. So them going up and down a lot. I've had friends, multiple friends who have had orgasms at spin classes.
Word.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm so confused about the whole like culture of being respectful to women in the gym nowadays. Like, hear me out. I know that this is like, we're all supposed to be super cool and get the rules and go with them, but I'm just going to go ahead and question them. If a woman is like, just throws on sweatpants and has a ponytail and she goes to Target, she's like not looking for attention and she might still be gorgeous and may go, oh, hot chick, but like, leave her be. If a woman like dresses up and goes out and she's got, you know, got her hair done and makeup and all that, like, she's not asking for unwelcome attention. She's not asking for a creep. But if a guy's like, oh, pretty lady going past, like, that was the idea. She was trying to be attractive, not for you, but she's done herself up. If a girl goes to a gym and she's just like, yeah, I just got whatever on. Leave me alone. I'm working out. Got it. But I see women at the gym who've clearly put almost as much effort into how supposed to look for the gym that they would to go out. Again, it's not okay to be creepy. It's not okay to stare. It's not okay to talk to them if they don't want to talk to you.
It makes me less inclined.
I'll tell you,
but just that, like, whoa, she's hot. Like, how is that not okay? And who made the rule that that's not okay?
I don't even know if it's the rule. I'm just telling you that I get this incredible.
It is a rule. It's like an unspoken rule.
Okay,
I think it's become totally spoken where all the women, it seems like, are like trying to entrap men where they'll like, they want to have that viral video of I'm filming myself doing a workout or I'm streaming myself doing a workout and look at this creep who's looking at me from behind.
Yeah. I've had guys hit on me at the gym who I was not interested in and they were respectful. They were just like, hey, I think you're really cute. Like, I as I'm leaving, you know what I mean? Like, they'll wait till I'm about to leave. And it didn't work. And I was like, oh, like, no thanks. But they weren't weird about it.
If it worked?
And it wasn't creepy. Yeah, definitely. But I've had a creepy guy that I did have to report at the gym. And he was like kind of DMing me a ton on Facebook Messenger, and he would follow me at the gym. And I was like, okay, maybe it's in my head, and I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I started testing it, and he would pick the machine if I'm on the like elliptical or
you
running.
Get up and go to another
he's
one.
Behind me, directly behind me. Then I start working out, or if I started working out in the mirrors, which was the ellipticals right behind, then he went on the elliptical right behind me. And then he would walk by me and like do one of these all the time. And
I would punch him in.
And I had to be like, hey, I think I went up to him and I was like, I need you to stop.
Yeah.
Follow me to the gym. I was like, this isn't going to happen. Like, and he was like, you're crazy. I'm not doing this. And I was like, but you are, because I've seen you at the gym before and you never did this.
Yeah.
And you make sure that you're like in my vicinity at all times, like staring at me.
You put him on the spot.
Yeah. And it was really, really uncomfortable.
Yeah. This hasn't changed my mind about my game.
But it was probably because he was like sweaty and he was always like, ah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he gave off like, I was like,
Yeah,
no.
And I just get gay dudes hitting on me at the gym.
That's a compliment.
I'm not trying to be mean. Gay people are cool. I don't want to have a relationship with a dude. And it's more upsetting because it'd be different if it was like a ratio. It's dudes only. Like, I never had a girl be like, hey, you know, like, you're working out. Like, what's going on? I love your tattoos or your shoes. That's never happened. But dudes will be like, oh man, that's really cool. Or how many, even the worst tattoo question in the world. If a girl does it, I'd be like, I'm still not going to answer that stupid question, but thank you, you know?
Yeah.
Like at the trans thing, a guy was sitting next to me and he goes, oh, cool tattoos, man. And I go, thank you, because I'm already in hell. And he goes, so how many hours? And I was like, how many hours for what?
How long?
He's like, all your tattoos. And I was like, I don't know. And he was like, you don't know. And I was like, yeah. Because if you count, I didn't say any more of it, but this is my opinion. If you count, you suck. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you're like, I just got the tattoos.
Right. Like, and that like tells how me many you got them all in the last, like, 5 years.
I don't know. I don't know how many I've got or how many hours or I know which one hurt the most. That's it.
It's because it's almost like an accomplishment. Like, I sat through that for 5 hours.
Yeah. I don't know how many hours any of them took individually.
Yeah.
It hurt. It was a long time.
I feel like I got a couple of tattoos drunk, too, so I wasn't even thinking
about
it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I was at my college graduation, and I was
there. You go. So you got them underage?
No, I was 22.
Oh, sorry, I don't know.
But my mom got my sister one, and I'm the only one who graduated college. And I was like, if you're gonna get her a tattoo, I want a tattoo. And she's chugging vodka out of a Dunkin' Donuts styrofoam
cup. Your mom?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Hell
so
yeah.
Boston. And she's like, so she's shit faced. I'm shit faced because I just graduated college. And she's like, let's go right now. And
is
I'm
it a
like,
shit tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's usually how that goes. Which one is it? That ain't that.
But everyone's like, is that Christmas lights? And I'm like, it's a vine. But then it bled. Like, see how it's blown out?
You know why it's blown out? Because you had a lot of alcohol in your system. And that's not that bad.
I like it. I still like it. Like
it's a girly tattoo.
Yeah.
And like little tattoo and then things. It's like, I call them Justin Bieber's.
That's all I got.
Because Justin Bieber has really pretty girls' tattoos. He does. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just like a, who's that other good-looking guy? Is it Adam Levine or something?
Oh, yeah.
He has a lot of pretty girl tattoos. And then you can tell they got older and they were like, now I'm going to get a man's tattoo. Like they got a chest piece or whatever. But
it doesn't fit the vibe.
It's just too late. Like I know you. I know what you did. You wanted to get a small one that doesn't go for very long because I'm not sure if it's going to hurt too much. Like I know you. You know, and that's cool. Everybody's allowed to get tattoos if they want. Like I said the other day, if you want to numb yourself out before you get it, that's great too. But I know you, and you need to stay out of here. You know, this is where
this war, is my territory.
This is war machine tattoo shit. You know, like don't be trying to high five me. You know? Don't ask me how many hours. Because this is the David Goggins of tattoos. I don't know why.
Maybe you're just rejecting everyone who is interested in you.
Maybe that's what's happening. No. No one at the gym has ever hit on me.
I feel like it's harder as a girl, though, because like the people I would hit on, if I'm like attracted to them, then I'm automatically intimidated.
Would you hit on somebody at the gym?
I hit on people all the time. Oh. Yeah.
And how do you do it?
Yeah, what's your style?
Okay, so I had a move in college.
Oh, a move.
And I had a move. My friends would be like, oh, there goes Jamie. She's doing her move. And I'd be like, got him. And I would...
What is this shit?
I don't know. I'm like, yeah. So
what is that? I know Jersey girls that have got that.
I literally don't know where that came from. Yeah. I've never done
it. You're
very
proud of yourself, I can tell. But yeah. Anyway.
But I would go up to a guy. So it starts with the eye contact.
Okay.
So I already can tell where we keep making eye contact at the bar or something.
Yeah. Wait, I thought we were at the gym.
No. I said I hit on guys all the time and I had to move. Not at the gym.
Oh.
But I sometimes do this too where I just compliment guys and guys don't get compliments often.
No.
And I give a compliment that doesn't require anything back. So like just to make them feel good. So I've gone up to a guy like at a coffee shop and I've been like, and this is kind of the move where I'd like look at them and I'd be like, you are an amazingly attractive human being. Mm. I hope you have an amazing day. I just had to tell you that how good looking you are. And I like, or I'd be like, your style looks amazing. Like, I love everything you got going on. I hope you have a good day. And I walk away. The amount of guys, as I walk away, they're like, no, come back.
Yeah.
And it works every time. I had one guy who's like, I thought about your compliment every day for like a month. You made me feel so good and you just walked away and I was like, oh
wait, when a girl says that they like your style, they want to have sex with you?
Not always, but when I do.
I knew it.
Often.
Yeah, but there's still that you can go, seriously though, let me get your number, and that was just a compliment and now you've made an ass of yourself.
Yeah, well, then if you give it back to them and you're like, hey, if she's like, oh, no, that's it, then you'll know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's an easy way to get in without being, I don't know. I just feel like men don't get complimented enough. So when you give them something like that, they're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
And then they think about you a little more. And then they're confused. And when you have them confused, they're interested.
It took me a while to kind of even figure out the rudiments of how ladies function. But, like, I'm in a relationship. I've been off the market for longer than I was on the market. But, like, if a girl does anything that's like outside of the norm, I'm just like, oh, I got it. Hey, I really like that. Because it's like she did a thing and she obviously could have just gone to Target and gotten whatever, but she did this thing instead. And like, you just blow minds left and right by going, hey, that thing that's not like every other person here, I like that thing. And they're like, oh my, you could be like the Peter Pan of like spreading joy everywhere you go.
Yeah. I compliment ugly people a lot.
Me too.
Like, wow. That's
like, I always say, like,
face.
The lady at the airport or whatever, that she has nice fingernails and stuff.
Right.
And she's not very hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but maybe she has nice fingernails.
That
makes her feel good.
Yeah, or she has cool hair or shoes that I like. I'll say something nice.
You don't lose by complimenting somebody.
That's what I'm getting.
Like, it's a win-win situation.
But I'm just saying, I've never done it because I want to get her phone number.
What do you do when you want to get someone's phone number?
Just get nervous and go home.
Yeah. Yeah. How's that working for you?
Pretty good. My cat shows me his balls when I get.
That's how I feel. Everyone's like, you must be getting so much dick out in Miami. And I'm like, I literally go home and hang out with my cats every night. I will want to leave a function to go and hang out with cats. And I'm like, how do I find a husband when I have four children at home and I don't go out?
Yeah. I don't mind. I kind of like my, I got a bunch of animals too. They're pretty fun. And they're fun to talk to. They never argue, you know?
That's true. They
and I can
you.
Say mean things and they don't get it. So that's cool. Like the other night, my Boston Terrier is going blind. She's getting blinder every day. And for the first time, not last night, the night before, there's like a dog kennel. Her and the Pomeranian go in the kennel. And I just go bedtime or sleepies and they get up and they go in. And I've noticed that the order is the Pomeranian goes in first and the Boston waits and goes in last. And it wasn't last night, it was the night before, where I go, you know, bedtime, and they go in, and I open the cage, and the Pomeranian goes in, and the Boston Terrier went past the kennel and went underneath the lizard's house and got up on the step next to I have like a vacuum and some stuff under there, and she went in there next to the paper towels and the vacuum, and I was like, burger! That's not your bed. And she was just like, eh? And I'm like, oh, man.
Oh.
And I was like, wow, you blind as shit. Like, you have lost it. And then I had
And then she just looks at you like. And
she didn't know that I said that, you know? I was like, come out, you know?
English is not her first language.
No.
I call
no.
my cats little shits all the time.
Right.
I'm like, ugh. They'll have the zoomies while I'm trying to sleep and they'll run on my bed over me. Like use my body as a launch pad to jump on the back of the bed. And
which
I'm
is
like,
fine, unless it's on the bowl area.
It's always my tits too.
Yeah, what is that?
They like use it as like, they're like, that looks jumpable.
It does look like it would spring you.
Yeah. And it is so painful.
Yeah. He does it to my balls. Like every now and then he'll land on my crutch and then jump off it. And I'm like, oh dude, you only weigh like 2 pounds, but that was like,
but it's a
kick in the dick. Yeah. Yeah, we always talk about how much weight he lifts.
He loves you.
He says stuff, and then I go, nah, 300 pounds. And then he goes, meow. And I'm like, 400. And he's like, meow. And I'm like, yeah, right, you lifted 500. And he just keeps telling me it gets heavier and heavier. I don't think he knows he's saying that.
Hey, Jamie, what's the dumbest thing you ever did because you were stoned?
If you can remember it.
Well, that's the thing about weed, though, because the dumbest shit you do when you're drunk, you're apt to forget. But, like, the dumbest stuff I ever did stone, I remember exactly where my head was. It seemed perfectly sensible at the time.
Hmm.
I've never blacked out on weed, put it that way.
Have you done dabs?
I feel like I'm always high. So it's like...
So what's the dumbest thing you've done?
I don't know. At Sunset, I went up to a comic, and I know one of his friends. But, like, the hierarchy of comics, like, he's up, like... more well-known comic, and I was so high and like socially awkward, I smoked a bunch of weed with Rachel Wolfson.
Yeah.
And it got me, like, I was so in my shell, I was like holding myself like in side splitters.
Yeah.
And then that comic's in the group with everybody, and I just like blurt out, oh, you're so-and-so's friend. Like, I don't know where it came from. And it was like, it's like insulting almost, you know? And he literally looks at me and goes, what a fucking horrible way to introduce yourself to someone.
Oh, what an asshole.
And I was like, and I literally was so high and I didn't know what to say. And I go, okay. And I just remember, and he kept trying to like talk.
After that.
And all my friends were like, what the fuck, Jamie?
He probably felt bad that he said that.
And I was like, no, he probably didn't. And I felt so stupid because I'm really good at networking and I never talk like that. And I was like, what are you doing? You dummy. Like, I'm going to think, I thought about that. It haunted me. We ended up talking in a green room at Coastal Creative, and it was fine. I was like, I'm sorry. I was super high. And he's like, oh, it's cool. But I just remember in that moment, it was a lot. I was like, that was so embarrassing. I went and sat in my car and had a panic attack for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I hate when you overanalyze it after.
Yeah.
And you keep running it.
And I was like, everyone hates me. And I'm so high and I should leave.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think, because like I hit my head a lot and people, because I got knocked out like 2 weeks ago and someone was like, you know, do you feel like you're, you know, I mean, you have brain damage? And I was like, not really. And they're like, have you noticed that you're slower or any of the, you know, anything like memory wise? And I was like, to be honest, I don't think I've been sharper in a long time. And sure, was there like a, maybe a 3 day period where I was definitely foggy, like I felt hungover from being knocked out. But after it, like 5 days after it, I feel sharper than I've been in a long time, because usually I've been high since I woke up.
Yeah.
So now I'm not high. And I think because I've been high since I was like a 12-year-old, like, do I have brain damage? Probably.
Yep.
But the amount of weed that I smoke that I don't smoke anymore, it's, I don't, it makes no sense to say that it's evened out, but maybe I would have been really smart if I've never been in like any bouncing my head off activities.
Yeah.
And didn't smoke weed my whole life. Cause I don't struggle anymore. I definitely find things to be easier now than ever. Like,
that's why I want
emails
stop.
And here's the biggest one: skateboarding. I'm a skateboarder. I'm pro skateboarder.
You're more coordinated.
I was very good at it, and now that I skateboard in my 50s, am I as good? Nope, nowhere near it. Also, though, I think don't push it too hard. You can't take the falls that you used to take. But when I started skating again was probably about 3 years ago. I took a big gap, like 17 years of not really skateboarding. And then it was a big struggle to skateboard. I've been high the whole time that I was skateboarding for the last 3 years. I also did a lot of kratom while I skated as well.
What's that?
It's a herbal painkiller.
Okay.
Basically an opioid.
Okay.
So now that I don't do any of that, when I skateboard, I'm way better. Like, noticeably way better. And that's like, because I'm at such a high level of skateboarding, if I'm a little bit better or a little bit worse, it's very easy for me to tell.
That's how I tell a stand-up.
Where you think you're better sober at stand-up.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing I've noticed. And it was actually at the event where I met you, where I did stand-up and I was still newly sober. It was the first time I did stand-up where I was reading the crowd. I was changing my jokes. I was thinking of stuff to say while other things were coming out of my mouth. Yep. And I was like, oh, I've never had this ability.
And it's faster.
Yeah.
So you'll go through so many different options within like a second, and you're like, okay, I can have that. I did my first Don't Tell comedy show in Miami. Don't Tell Comedy?
Yeah.
It's like a comedy show. There's comedy shows all over the country. They don't tell you who's on the lineup, and they don't tell you where the location is until the day of.
Cool.
And they do special tapings at certain shows so comics can get like their Don't Tell like 10-minute clip or whatever.
Okay.
And they break it up into clips. So it's just a comedy group. But you have to like be asked to go on it. I think it's a little bit more like harder to get into it if you're like a newer comic. And I did my first one, but I had a horrible day and I was like, I'm going to microdose before this. I was like, I feel like this will be a good idea. And I microdosed, and actually I had one of the best sets I ever had, and I was clear enough where I know it was good. It wasn't like when you're drunk and you're like, that was great, and everyone else is like, no, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I was so much more comfortable. My brain was thinking sharper, but I didn't smoke and I didn't drink. And
but you still did a drug.
Yeah.
Can you do stand up where you don't do any drugs?
Yeah, yeah. I do it sober all the time.
And
I try to do it sober now.
Do you find that is good or bad?
It's good when I am awake, but I started drinking during comedy because I'd be working all day and then I would get to my set and I'd be yawning and I'm like, fuck, I have to do a spot and I'm brain dead. I need to go to sleep right now, but I have to get better at comedy, so I have to go up.
Yep.
And so then I'm like, all right, if I have a vodka Red Bull, all of a sudden I'm awake.
What about a Red Bull?
Yeah. Well, just a Red Bull, I've had multiple caffeine drinks and it doesn't help. It's something about the liquor that like makes me more awake.
Interesting.
I don't know how to explain it. Like, maybe it's because I'm actually having fun and I'm in the present moment, or it feels that way.
Maybe the stress, the pressure is gone from the drink.
Yeah.
And then you can be more attentive to it.
But I was at like a grad party this weekend and I was crashing. I was like, can I go take a nap in the car? It was like 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then I smoked a joint, like one of those joints I just told you guys about. And it was like, I'm ready to party now. Like, I feel great.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, fuck, that's why I keep doing it, because that's what's keeping me going. And it's harder to do that sober. So it's going to be like a huge switch. But I know it'll be good.
I'm not saying that there's definitely a really tough struggle in the beginning because your body's used to being high. It's like, I was talking to somebody recently about how they said smoking a little bit of weed or having a gummy makes me a better parent. And I'm like, I believe that you think that. I believe that you think that when you're somebody that smokes weed regularly and then you're not high and your kids are being annoying and if you have a gummy, you're more tolerant, which makes you think that you're a better
parent. You're coping.
But if you're completely sober for a long enough time to the point where the weed and the drugs or whatever it is that you're on is out of your system and you're thinking clearly because you've had a good night's sleep and you're not stinging or fantasizing about getting high, like you're just living your day to day, there's no question that you're more alert, you're more understanding of everybody else's brain, soul, whatever it is they're thinking, which means you understand your child more, mm-hmm. and whatever it is they're doing, whether it's good or bad, you are going to understand it. And whatever comes out of your mouth, whatever aid you're assisting is going to be the better choice because there's no fog.
Yep.
You are a better parent completely sober. But have I said that? Have I heard that and gone, hell yeah, you're a better kid? Like, when you play some stupid game that if I was sober, I'd be like, that's a stupid game. But I'm high and I'm like, man, I'll play that game with you.
Exactly.
I'm a better parent. That's not, that's the drugs talking to you and convincing you to stay on them.
I also have found that whether it's parenting or doing stand-up, like, even if I'm just in, like, the habit of drinking on weekends, during the day on, say, Saturday, I'm like, okay, I'm happy to play with my kids, but kind of just get this over with. And then around dinner time, I'll crack a beer. And when you get out of that habit, it takes a while, but you go, oh, shit, playing this stupid game. This is the most exciting thing I'm going to do today.
Yeah.
So look, and same thing with stand-up. But you, on some level, you're going, I'll do this, and then I'll get that drink.
Yeah.
And when you don't have, when the reward at the end is just going to be like, have a fucking Zagnut and go to bed, all of a sudden, stand-up becomes the point of the evening. That is the payoff.
Yeah.
There is a tough time to accomplish anything worth accomplishing. And if you understand that, and you can't do it, Foggy, if you can understand that this part, the tough part, is something you look back on and think fondly because of how hard you dug, the will that you had in this particular predicament that was not glorious or you know, like looking good, feeling good. It was a tough time and your attitude was like positive or you just persevere. You look back on it fondly of yourself. So I feel like if I can do that at the present moment where I'm like, this sucks right now. I don't know what I'm doing. And I really want to learn, but I'm not learning that quickly, and there's so much further for me to go, but I'm not going to quit. And then, you know, in 5 years, 10 years from now, I'll look back and be like, you should give yourself a pat on the back because, like, that was not a glamorous moment for you, and you did not give up.
Yeah.
And those are the things that I think we get used to because it's TV, TikTok, all this bullshit, weed, mushroom, everything. I love all of it. I'm addicted. I've done everything, and I've done it all too many times. And now that I'm like thinking straight, I'm thinking clear. My clear, clean brain wants to be sad for the time that I've wasted. And I'm like, be sad about the time you've wasted and then regret another fucking day or move on. Get to it now because now your brain is working. Let's just get on the train and go uphill.
Yeah. I try to have grace for myself. Like, going through stuff and as you're like growing up, it is hard to break those cycles and stuff. And when I was drinking in party phases, like I actually like gained from that in ways of like, no, like meeting people and networking and business opportunities, and that's led me to making money and all these things. And while everyone's like, you're in a crazy party phase and like you need to chill, and I in the time I was like, I'm fine, everything's good.
Yeah.
I wasn't fine. But I look back and I'm like, you know what? I don't regret it. That was like, it was like one of those lives I lived, and now it's time to live a new life.
If you make it out alive and not too damaged, then you're very lucky because
yeah.
I believe that the mistakes I've made in the past, the drinking and the partying, gave me an outlook on life that when there's things like that around, I understand it because I was right in the middle of it.
Yep.
There's conversations that I can have with people to help them, to influence them in a positive way. Because you're not going to take it from a guy that read the book. I lived it. I made that mistake. Do that drug. Oh, I did that drug. I'll tell you exactly what happens if you go down that road. And I'll tell you, if you do a lot of it, then you can even go down this road.
Yeah.
And I'm back to tell you, don't go down that road.
Yeah, and sometimes it's so hard. Some people don't have the willpower to even control it. They think they won't go down it. And then they blink and then they're like, wait, we turned on this road? What happened?
Yeah, I don't want to take advice from somebody who hasn't fucked it all.
Yeah, there was nothing worse when I was in my party phase when somebody who had never drank or smoked or lived a life like that.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I'm like, shut up. You don't know what you're like. You're, yeah. You live a boring life. I wouldn't want to live your life. And there was so much resistance. And yeah. I couldn't hear it from them, but I could hear it from somebody else who was like, yo, I like was a heroin addict and this is what my like, life happened. And then you're like, oh, okay. So you get the pain that I've like felt growing up, or you get like what leads you to want to drink or smoke or do drugs. So now I can hear you because you understand me.
Yeah. Like a nun tells me to not do heroin. I'm like, have you done heroin? And shut the fuck up. If she's done, then I'll listen to her. But if you're a junkie that like smoked the fucking TV, and you're talking about, you know, hey, man, you don't want to inject heroin. I'm going to listen to you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, maybe you're like, you know what I mean? You got some big scar on your face, your teeth are fake. You've lived. You've made that mistake. You know firsthand. If it's somebody that's like, drugs are bad, I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
You know, like, who was drugs are bad? Reagan's wife?
Oh, yeah, Nancy Reagan.
And it's funny, too, because I was straight edge until college.
Yeah. Oh, like, wow.
Yeah. And even in college, I didn't do much because I put myself through college.
What made you go straight edge at a young age?
I just, my dad was a heroin addict and my mom was an abusive alcoholic.
There you go.
And my sister was also a heroin addict. Pretty much everyone in my family. I've lost so many friends to heroin and family members. And
you've never done it?
No. No.
Because
no, I've only done, like, when I say my party phase, it means like I went to the club and then like maybe did a key bump. Like,
right.
I never got bad. But for me,
you never made it a shape like, of Australia in cocaine.
Yeah, like the it was never a problem. It was never a problem where like my life was at risk. Like I'm like draining my bank accounts to drink and smoke weed and stuff.
A portrait of Ben Affleck.
But it's more so like it's more so challenging myself. I'm like, I know I'm smarter than this, and this is inhibiting me being smart. So I don't want to do it. That's why I'd want to go sober, not because I'm like, I desperately need an intervention or something.
Well, I can tell by just talking to you on this show that you are a go-getter and you've got a plan.
Yeah.
And to even contemplate at your age that you could do, if you did less of that, that you could get where you're trying to go faster. That's a rare breed.
Yeah.
Which is good news for you.
Which is why I'm glad I was straight edge in college or in high school, because everyone would be drinking and partying and having sex, and that was not me. I hated everyone smoking. I thought if you smoked weed, you were like those like commercials where you're on the couch and you didn't do anything. Mm. I thought it was like the grossest thing.
You run over the kid at the McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah, but you know how I started smoking weed?
You never saw that one, Michael?
Was that a Just Say No one?
I'm not sure if it was a Just Say No one, but guy was high at the drive-thru and he ran over a kid on a scooter, which is tempting because you shouldn't be scootering children.
Yeah, in a drive-thru.
I'm not saying he deserved to die per se.
But let's just say maybe, you know,
but like, do
ways.
Better. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I think it's about that.
Oh, is it?
I think
it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's been great. We've
Jamie,
learned a lot.
Thanks for coming by. You've got your podcast. You've got your OnlyFans.
Yes.
Wait, you do?
Yeah, I do.
What are you doing there?
I think I'm on my way out of it, so get it while it lasts.
Ooh, that's a nice sales pitch. I like
and
that.
And yeah, that's how I was able to like quit my corporate job and stuff. And it's done a lot for me. I got my brother out of homelessness, got him an apartment in Miami next to me, and I was able to build the podcast and afford to like get studio equipment.
Are you just being cute on there, or are you like showing stuff?
It's called The Topless Comic. OnlyFans.com/TheToplessComic.
Tasteful.
I started doing like topless comedy sets in my room when I first started. I was an open micer. And it like was known because no other comics were doing it.
Yeah.
So even though I was a new comic,
I mean,
Bert
Kreisch has been doing it for a while, but I get it.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice angle.
So yeah, if you want to see these tits, you know where to find them.
And that is how you sell it right there.
For everything else, there's your Instagram at The Jamie Lee Show.
The Jamie Lee Show.
You want to see these tits? I got to. Man, if all fails, I might get a boob job.
Mm-hmm. Honestly?
And then do stand-up.
The nuclear option.
Yeah. If I have boobs, do I get kicked off stage for being topless?
No.
Thank you, Michael.
There's that famous story.
That's such
right?
an interesting question.
There's that famous story. I think it's real, right? Where some guys who had a bunch of money, like lawyers, stockbrokers, or whatever, would like do dares and pranks and shit. And they like a guy lost a bet or drew the short straw, and he got
it wasn't fake.
Yeah, and he lost
a certain period of time.
And he had to
too,
have
right?
fake boobs for like a year, yeah. And supposedly. At the
did someone
end
else
of the,
pay for them though?
Yeah, like I think all the other bro bras did, and at the end of the year, supposedly he kept them.
Because
he was like, I love him.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't even need to hook up with anyone.
I can see that. Absolutely. I would play with myself if I had boobs.
If I had boobs.
Whoa.
I have, yeah.
Wait,
oh,
is
there
that
he
really
is?
Him?
Man, he also does look like he's on the verge of transitioning, though.
Yeah, it was less fun before I could put a face to the boobs.
Yeah, that head really bums boobs out. Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
That guy looks like...
Oh, he loves them. He found himself.
Yeah. All right, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
See you next week, everybody. Don't die.